All right, you've got Superman. He protected Metropolis, right? Batman watched over Gotham City. Those are both imaginary cities. And then there's your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. He battled the forces of evil right here in real life, New York City. Yep. The city real, the superhero not. But among the 8 million residents of real-life New York, there are a few non-fictional crusaders roaming the streets, committed to keeping the city safe. They have alter egos, they've got backstories, they've got costumes, with or without the capes. And we're joined by two of them. Zimmer Barnes is the real-life superhero known as Zimmer, and Chris Pollack, the real-life superhero known as the Dark Guardian. They're both members of the New York Initiative, which is a New York-based collective of real-life superheroes. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Zimmer, what is the thought behind a collective of real-life superheroes? Obviously, there's no superpowers involved, right?
Correct. Really, it's people that are bringing real-life skills, like emergency medical skills, martial arts instructors, firefighters, people bringing skills like that and using that to help their fellow citizens.
But how does it work? Chris, maybe you can explain. How does this work? You're walking the streets. You have a costume, right, as the Dark Guardian?
Yeah, we each have an individual persona. We're not, real superheroes. We're just guys who have our own personal unique getup, and we're out there to help, whether it be doing a safety patrol, community watch, helping the needy. There's all different types of activities we do, anything we can do to help improve the community.
What makes this different from a community watch? Why do you need the costume? Chris, let me go with you. What makes that different from just a dad walking the streets around his own neighborhood?
Well, I think a lot of people take it to the next level, and a lot of the uniform or costume is about protective clothing. It's also about being unique and standing out and really bringing out that hero and that uniqueness that's in your heart into reality.
Well, let me go to Zimmer. And, of course, we're speaking with two real-life superheroes, Zimmer Barnes, known as Zimmer, and Chris Pollack, the Dark Guardian. Zimmer, what does your costume look like?
Mine's pretty minimalist and functional. When I was in the field, I did a lot of parkour, and I needed something very very functional and very...
Functional, you mean you're able to move in it. It's not tight leather.
Correct, no tight leather.
No Kevlar.
I basically just had some knee pads, right, and Dark Guardian and many others utilize bulletproof vests and Kevlar.
Wear bulletproof vests. That's quite an investment there. So let me ask you, Dark Guardian, Chris Pollack, you guys have probably all seen the movie Kick Behind. I'm using another word for that last word, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
If there's one thing that's kind of a theme of that movie, it's that something like this can turn into something more serious than you intend. That maybe when you're fighting crime, when you're out there and you're not an official member of law enforcement, that you could get involved in some really dangerous things, that you could put your life on the line.
Well, real life isn't like the movies, obviously.
You're
I know,
kidding me.
New York Initiative, people like Zimmer, people like me, we all get trained. I'm a martial arts instructor. I understand how to handle myself, and we all go out in groups. We all keep things safe. We all have protective equipment. We all have, most people have bulletproof vests, stab-proof vests, and we're very smart about how we do things.
How do the police feel about this, Zimmer?
I don't mean any disrespect to the NYPD or any police department, but I see a broader cross-section of skills present in a typical New York Initiative team than you would see in a typical police.
What do you mean? What skills?
As far as EMT, firefighter, former military, and martial arts skill, linguistic skills. I think altogether there's six different languages that the New York Initiative speaks as a team. So there's a real broad section of skills that are present here.
Well, and I wonder if part of the impetus or the inspiration to form something like the New York Initiative, which again is a New York-based collective of superheroes, perhaps it's been the budget cuts, which means we've got something like 12,000 fewer officers on the street this year than we did last year. But Chris, let me ask you, if the police is one thing, what about the people? Do people accept you? Do they kind of snicker when they see you walking by with a mask on?
I generally get really positive feedback from people. They really show support. They show a lot of love because they know I'm out there trying to help, or we're out there trying to help you.
We spoke yesterday with another retired Brooklyn-based superhero, now a mom, Terrifica, and we asked her to reflect back on her time as a caped crusader. Take a listen.
I started to sort of dislike her. She was a little sanctimonious, a little condescending, a little rigid. little humorless, and I decided that being that person was no longer interesting or fun.
Zimmer, is this become all super serious and no fun?
Absolutely not. I think we have a absolute blast when we go out. But when we're in the field, we're in the field. We take it very seriously. We've gone into situations like the West Village, where there was a series of muggings, or doing security at Zuccotti Park during the Occupy movement. Now, you can deal with some very serious things when you're in the field, but I don't think you should ever take yourself seriously. You should just take the mission seriously.
You know, but let me ask you, Chris, is this a little bit like adults playing comic books?
No, I don't think so. I think you look out there, you look at community watch groups, you look at guardian angels, and kind of listening to that last clip, I thought, terrific. To be honest, sound a little silly, because it's not about breaking yourself into two different identities. This is about being the person you really are. You may make up a code name, and that for a lot of people, that's to protect their identity, but it's really who you are, and you're not separating yourself. This is being the good person you are and doing good in your community.
And that's something I guess we can all support, whether you choose to wear the cape or not. Dark Guardian is the alter ego of Chris Pollack. And Zimmer Barnes, known as Zimmer, both members of the New York Initiative, a New York City-based collective of real-life superheroes. Hey, guys, be careful out there.
Thanks, will do.
Happy New Year.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.